Well, hello, and thank you for listening. It's a little new project of mine, and I would have to say it's probably my favorite thing I've ever done, audio-wise. Just a little something before bed, or when you want to relax and feel sexy. Feel sexy and not relax. The choice is yours. So, this is my opportunity to just talk dirty to you. I don't lay any scenes or anything like that, but I hope you enjoy. So, I was thinking, I am getting ready to go on vacation. I'll be traveling for a few weeks around the world, 6-7 countries over the next 3 weeks, and I would really, really ensure that if I left and was going to be gone for a while and I wasn't able to see you, that I gave you something to remember, both in your head and at least for a few days in your body. So let's think, where do I want to put you today so you remember me? Because I love putting you just where you need to be. I love manhandling you. I love getting a little rough with you. And not, of course, not in a mean way, because you know me. I am the softest squish there is, but I love making you feel owned. I love making you feel wanted. And that's why I kind of do the possessive stuff. I just can't help myself whenever I get into it, whenever I get to fucking you. In my mind, really giving you a good pounding, or you're thinking about making you come, fuck. I just kind of, well, I mean, if you've listened, you know I kind of lose it, but that's what I want to do to you right now. I want you to fucking remember me. I want to give you something memorable before, sorry, I'm getting a little excited thinking about it, something memorable before I left, you know, and I always give you a memorable fucking, but something that, God, just leaves you out of breath, that leaves you, and what do I call it, a quivering little fuck puddle there in the bed. So let's get to it, right? So why don't you think of me behind you, and you're tucked into my body, and my knees are tucked up, and you're kind of, you know, just, you're just in that spot, and I've got my arms around your tummy, kind of pulling you into me. That does. That sounds good. And, you know, part of this is me trying to control myself on my side and not get too distracted while my mind wanders while I'm chatting with you. So you're tucked into my body. I'm pressing you into me, and you can feel how hard my cock is. You can feel it just pressing into your ass. And I love how you feel next to me. I love how your curves just fit perfectly into my body. And I would grab you and let you feel how strong I was and pull you into me, pressing those curves tighter and tighter against me. And of course, my lips would be on each ear and on your neck, nibbling and sucking. Because I like to use all of my tools. I don't want to focus on just one thing. I want to give you a fantastic sensory experience. So, just using my breath on your ears. I know you like that. My breath and just trailing my lips, just when they feel even softer than my breath does on your ears. Doing things like that, that sets me apart. So my lips would be there, my breath on your ears. Oh, and those goosebumps on your skin, those shivers running up your spine, feeling my heart get faster, beating in my chest, just pounding, and you thinking of the pounding that I'm going to give you. And I will. Of course I will. You can feel my hard cock pressed against your ass. How much of a pounding I want to fucking give to you. that by now I'd just be thinking, all I'd be thinking about was how I'm going to transfer from where I am to my head between your thighs, hungrily eating your pussy. So I might kiss you a few more times, and, you know, sometimes I don't really feel like being graceful about it. I might slide away. I might grab you by your ankles and just fucking spread you apart. Now, just because I do that, doesn't mean I'm going to jam my face into your cunt. No, I would grab your legs and pull them apart, and I'd be there. I'd be there right between them. And I would let those lips just kiss up your thighs. Teasing you even more. More chills up your spine. Those goosebumps aren't going anywhere. And those kisses feel so good. Maybe nibbling a little bit up your inner thighs. Just getting so close to your pussy. So close I can fucking smell you. And it's good that, you know, it's not necessarily that I have great self-control, and I do. I just want it to feel good. When my tongue hits your clit, I want it to be an electric rush of pleasure through your body. And I'd keep teasing you for just a few more minutes, and I'd want you to beg. I would want you to beg for my tongue in your clit. And once I feel that, that you really want it. Oh, and sweetheart, I tease you and I get you so worked up, because won't it feel so much better? Won't it feel so much better when I finally give in and I take my hands off of your ankles, but I keep your legs just where they are. And I scoot into you, and I hook my arms, my fucking strong arms, under your hips. And then with my hands coming around, coming around back in front of you so I can spread your pussy apart. And I'm not going to dive in with my tongue just yet, but I want a nice, long, slow lick with just the fucking tip of my tongue. But really, really, it's more about my breath. My breath and my tongue ever so gently, just like it was on your ears. Oh, from your tight little asshole all the way up. I'm not going to shove my tongue into your cunt, even though I want to taste it so bad. But just tasting how you've been dripping for me, just with the very tip of my tongue. And yes, it's hard for me to control myself right now, too. Okay. Up your lips. And just so, so fucking gently across your clit. No, I'm not going to pull your hood back or anything like that. But just letting you feel that. Letting you feel my presence there. And then a few more kisses on either side of your pussy. And God, by now I know you must want me to eat your pussy so fucking bad. And I'm really terrible, but I know that by doing this, sweetheart, I know that Jesus Christ, when I finally and squeeze down, and God, you can feel that in your thighs, because your legs are up on my shoulders. It's almost like you're sitting on them with my head between your legs. And when I finally fucking push my tongue into your cunt to taste you and move it up to your clit, spreading you apart, pulling your fucking hood back, and just starting off slow and seeing how your body responds, what feels good, whatever feels the best, whatever feels, you know, the best that day, slower, faster, more pressure on your clit, how hard you would like me to keep my tongue on it, you know, sometimes really, really working it, or sometimes just flicking it across your clit while you wiggle and squirm on the bed, however you like it, beautiful, however you fucking like it. That's how, not how I'm going to try to, but how I'm going to give it to you. And by now your thighs are starting to squeeze down on my head and neck, and that's perfectly okay. I love that. I love that when I feel you squeeze and I can feel that deep shaking in your legs and in your core. I love to fucking eat your pussy and just make your body fucking lose control. And I take my hands, I keep my face right where it was, I press my face into your cunt, just locking it on, locking my lips right in my mouth, my entire mouth right there over your clit. So I can suck it, I can flick it with my tongue, I can just treat it however I want, however I get you to best respond, whatever makes that body shake. Taking my hands up and sliding my nails across your hip bones, up your tummy, along the sides of your rib cage. Maybe taking just a second to lick my fingers before I move them up there, because they need to be wet, because they're going to your nipples. And I'd want my fingers to be nice and wet while I just teased. I just took my hands off of your body, just right above, and just lowered them, just put both, and just using my fingers on both hands to just tease your nipples, just so gently, so fucking gently. It drives you crazy, and by this time, fuck, you're pressing your cunt into my face. Fuck, your hips are gyrating and your legs are shaking, and you're telling me how you're almost there. And I know you're almost there. You don't have to say anything. And by the way, I'm a little incoherent on my side, and you can tell by how my voice is picking up. You can tell that I'm a little excited on my end, and I would be very, very excited if I were there with you right now. But no, you'd be getting ready to come for me, and my God, and I'd want you to release, and I would just gently pinch your nipples between my fingers. While you shook. And, maybe I lifted my shoulders up with my elbows and, lifted you off the bed a little bit. Your legs just clenching around my neck. I love that. You're not going to hurt me, sweetheart. I have a really, really strong neck, strong shoulders, and that's it. Just clench around me and come as hard as you want, as hard as you can. Hopefully just as hard as possible, because I hope I make you come. I hope I make you come so hard. And then I'd take my hands off your tits, and I'd move them back down. And, after you stopped shaking, and after you released a little bit, I'd stay right where I was. But, yeah, I'd take my mouth off of your pussy and move it back up to your legs. Maybe just kiss. Kiss around your pussy and your thighs. And you're telling me to be careful, and you're telling me how sensitive you are. And I fucking know how sensitive you are, okay? I've done this before, but I'm just trying to keep you there. I'm trying to keep your mind from bottoming out. I want that peak to keep going. I don't want any sensation to stop. I want you to keep enjoying this. So I kiss, and I move my fingers down. I take the fingers on my right hand, my middle finger, and I gently tease the opening of your pussy. And I don't touch your clit, because I know how fucking sensitive it is right now, but I'm not finished with it. So I slide a finger in, and I don't go in deep. I just stay right there where it fucking feels good, right? Right at the opening of your pussy, just in a few inches, but just making that come here motion with my fingers, right on your G-spot. And since you just came, it's a little swollen, but as I work my fingers into it, fuck, feeling your pussy swell around my fingers, and that deep fucking pleasure in your core that comes when I play with your G-spot, and I press harder and harder. Not too hard, not too gentle. I want that intense sensation radiating through your body. And maybe just spend a few minutes there feeling how tight you are on my fingers. No, to feel you. I want to feel you come on my fingers. So I slide another finger in. Two fingers in your pussy right there, fucking working your G-spot. And I would move. Oh, I would move my tongue back onto that clit. I'd want my tongue on your clit, working it and my fingers inside you. Because I know it would not take long. And I know you'd be begging for my cock and you'd be asking me, please fuck me, please fuck me, please fuck me. God, and I love to hear that. I love to hear you beg, because when you're begging, I know you want me. And, you know, just how I like to know, or I like you to know, I like you to know how much I want you, how much I fucking lust after you. I love to know when I'm making you feel good, and I love knowing that you want me right back just as much as I want you in the moment. So you'd be begging me to fuck you, but I know you're going to get there again. I know you're going to get there again. And I love making you come, sweetheart. I love making you come in a way that you fucking brag to your friends about. I love being that guy. So getting you there again, you having that fucking deep, intense fucking orgasm. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is why I like making these. I love making these little dirty talk things, because I can really have a lot of fun. And I'd be throbbing and aching. I would be fucking aching to fuck you. So I wouldn't let you refract, no, but I would take my fingers out. I'd take them out kind of quick so it surprised you. And I would pop my body up, and I'd keep your knees on my shoulders, and I'd pull you up like that, almost to where your ass is sitting in my lap. God, and I would slide my cock into you. And I know you'd be just dripping, and I just had two fingers in your cunt, so I know my thick cock would slide right into you just fine. Not just fine, there'd be a little resistance, but you love that little jolt of pain when I shove my cock inside you. And I'd keep you right there. I wouldn't fuck into you deeply, but I'd have you there, your legs on my fucking shoulders, and my cock just fucking up and in. And God, this is the fucking perfect angle for it. And this is the perfect angle for my cock and your cunt, because, well, I've been told I have a very pretty cock, and it's really great for this position because it curves just up a little bit like a sex toy for your G-spot. And I just use the tip of my cock to fuck you right there. I'm not one of those fucking idiots who just pounds away like a moron, like I haven't fucking been there before. No. I use my cock to pleasure you. God, and while my cock just fucks into you right there, fucking you're starting to move your hips in circles, and it's so nice because your knees are up on my shoulders, so it's so easy to do. Oh, I'd let you almost fuck yourself on my cock. God, I love that. I love seeing your eyes closed shut, and you bite your lip while you fuck me like that. God, and you'd feel so good because you just came a few times in your swollen little G-spot on the tip of my cock, just feeling that. Fuck. God, it would feel so good, but, you know, like I said, I want this to be memorable. So, fuck, I'd start to go a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper. And my hands would move onto your hips, your knees staying just where they are, but I would use your hands to fuck you. Oh my God, like you haven't been fucked in quite some time. A fucking that you're going to remember for the next few weeks while I'm gone, because that's what I want. You're going to feel me in the morning, and you're going to remember me. You're going to remember this last time we fucked, right? More so than the last time we fucked. So I'm going to press your hips into me, and I'm going to fuck you deep, and I'm going to fucking feel your cervix against the tip of my cock. I'm fucking you nice and deep and fucking hard, and you're looking up at me, and you can't say anything. Your mouth is open, God, and you almost can't even breathe. I'm pounding into you so fucking hard, and it's so deep, and you can feel me in your tummy. I know, and it's just resonating. Every stroke of my fucking thick, rock, hard cock into your body is just resonating through you like a fucking shockwave, like a fucking atomic bomb throughout your body. Oh, and I would keep you there. I would keep you there until hopefully you came on my cock. If you can come from penetration, but if not, I'd have you reach down. I'd make you reach down to that sensitive clit, and I'd tell you to make yourself come. Make yourself come on my cock. And I would just mercilessly stretch those tight pussy lips around my fucking thick cock. God. Just owning your pussy. And I know it's already mine. Jesus Christ, I already made you come a few times. And all you can think about is the pleasure. And how, Jesus Christ, you can't believe I'm going to get you there a third time. And you're thinking, my God, this hurts, but it's so fucking good. And you're thinking about how you're going to be sore in your chair tomorrow. How you're going to be walking around sore, feeling my cock, my thick cock, my fucking rock hard cock. And it's still fucking pounding inside of you from this fucking I'm giving you today. I kind of have this curse where I can fuck for a really, really long time. So I know you'd be sore. I know you'd be so sore about my cock. And you'd be ready. You'd be asking me. You'd be begging you to fill your little cunt full of my hot cum. And when I got there, and when I'd be ready, I'd give you those deep fucking strokes I give you while I am shooting my cum in you, God. And I love that. I love just filling your little cunt, making it all sloppy with my cum, God. Those deep, hard strokes that you can fucking hear, because your cunt fuck is full of my cock and full of my fucking cum. And I hope that fuck and this little dirty talk session was good enough to tide you over for the next few weeks. And hell, there's always my library if you get lonely. But I'll chat out to you soon. And I can't wait. I can't wait till I come home to talk to you again. So, sweet thing, I hope you're asleep by now, or I hope that you're nice and relaxed and tremendously satisfied. Because after I fucking filled your cunt with my cum, I would fucking leave my cock inside you and just twist your body around me and just stay inside while I brought you into a spooning position, feeling you twitch around me and sending those shocks through my body and yours. Because fuck, sweetheart, you're going to feel me tomorrow. I hope you're thinking of me while I'm gone. So I hope this is enough to tide you over, sweetheart, because Jesus Christ, as fucking hot as I am on my side now, I really hope you got you got half of what I got out of this little session. So you'd feel me the next day, hopefully for the next few days. And you know, like I said, I hope this is enough to tide you over, and I'm sure gonna miss you while I'm gone, but fuck, just wait until I get back, sugar. Mm-hmm.